Hey, what's up, guys and girls? Welcome back to Behind the Sign Acting Advice. My name is Jesse Daly, and thank you so much for being here on the podcast. I really appreciate having all of you here. I know there's lots of places where you can get your information for as it pertains to acting and the entertainment industry. And I am really excited and grateful that you've chosen to take some time out of your day to listen to this podcast. For those of you who don't know who I am, or have not listened to this podcast before, I spent about 12 years living and working in Hollywood, California, in TV, film, commercials, voiceover, print work, hosting, all of that fun stuff, writing, you know, doing, not actual script writing, but doing, like red carpet interviews, articles, that sort of thing. And I now am living in the Caribbean, and I'm sure I'll be back in Hollywood at some point. I'm still auditioning remotely and working in different ways with entertainment on camera and with writing down here. So I still am really involved with everything happening in the business, and I am really excited to share what I have learned in the past and what I continue to learn today. What I wanted to quickly talk about today is it actually pertains to entertainment, but also so many different areas of our lives, and that is rejection. If you're an actor, which obviously most of you are listening to this, rejection is literally just hand in hand with this business. We go through so many times of auditions and then either not getting the gig or getting a call back and then not getting the gig or you have an audition and then you just, you know, you hear some feedback or just you never hear any feedback, which is actually usually the case. It's really tough, right? I mean, it when I started out, acting, it was very brutal because I kept asking, what am I doing wrong? You know, what's the problem? What did I do? What didn't I do? How can I improve this next time? And, you know, I think that's a very normal response. When you don't have something go your way, whether it's like a job interview or even like a date, for example, there can be a lot of rejection involved in all these things. Or obviously auditions. If something doesn't go the way that you're hoping it will go, the natural instinct is to think, well, like, I'm the problem. What did I do, right? Or what didn't I do that resulted in this outcome that is not favorable? Well, you have to not think that way. The thing is that we as actors have so little control over what a casting director or a director or a producer or a writer, we have so little control over what those people are looking for. So all we can do is go into an audition and do the absolute best that you can do. Make a choice. Whether it's what they want, it doesn't really matter. Make a choice. I mean, obviously, if there's a script that calls for a specific action, don't do like the total opposite, right? But make a choice as a character and go with it. Own it 100% and be yourself. I talked about that in the previous podcast episode. It's your uniqueness that is going to set you apart from every aspect of this industry. And especially every other actor. And when you have an audition, it's so important to, you know, it's interesting now because most auditions, because of the pandemic, are remote. And that's one of the reasons why I'm also living down in the Caribbean. You know, it's always been a dream of mine to be here. And all my auditions were remote anyway. So you don't have to live necessarily in Hollywood to get, you know, a good audition. You have to be connected to good agents and be prepared to get to Hollywood if you need to, right? But a lot of stuff is happening over the, you know, just our iPhones or, our nice, cameras that are just video auditions. So you what I was going to say was, when you have your audition, when you leave the room, which is what used to happen, you know, when there was an in-person auditions more than there are right now, you have to let it go. Same with a remote audition. You do the audition, you send it into your agent or to the casting director, and then you do your absolute best to simply let it go and realize, okay, I did the best I could in that moment, and now it's out of my hands. Now, I understand that it's easier said than done. However, it's a decision that we make to let things go or to dwell on them. Are there things you could do differently after any audition and you think, oh man, I could have done this? Of course. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just had a job interview. Okay. So, for a great company, for a potential writing job. And you know, it was a good audition, or sorry, interview. But they're so similar. That's why I just actually literally did that. It makes those words up. They're so similar. It was a good interview. It was over Zoom. So it was, you know, on camera. And when the interview ended, I thought, oh, you know, I could have done this, but then my instinctive acting training kicked right back in. I said, no, you did the best you could do in the time that you had. You were prepared and you gave it your best shot. Now, honestly, I don't even know if I got this job yet. I haven't found out. And it doesn't really matter. Of course, I want the job, but I might not be exactly what the people are looking for. And you know what? That's okay. It can be disappointing for sure, whether it's an acting role or any other job. Or again, dating. It's so similar. When I was dating, there was tons of rejection, you know? Until I found my partner, who is absolutely incredible, and I easily could have just given up after some, you know, dates or after auditions, or I guess for job interviews as well. I wasn't doing regular interviews back when I was more acting full time. But my point is that I could have easily given those things up, just thinking like, okay, rejection sucks. It's really not enjoyable. It's not working. I'm just going to forget it. And that's not a good decision, in my opinion, because you never know what's going to happen and what's right around the corner. Whether that's, again, an acting role, a partner, a job, anything, you know, the move that I've made down here, you know, with my partner, it was a process, you know, going back and forth with the mortgage, we had a great agent, but our one of the people involved with the deal was not good at all. It's very easy to kind of get frustrated and say, forget it, it's not working, but you got to keep with it. So I know that I'm talking about several scenarios, and I'm doing that for a reason, because rejection as an actor, it impacts so many areas of our lives, and we have to learn to live with that, but also move forward from it. What I have found is when I was, you know, like auditioning a lot, in order to try to let it go, I would make a plan for the next day or something in the very near future that I was going to be working on, whether it was an acting class or, getting involved with some sort of of learning on, you know, that would further my acting skills, so that if I didn't book a gig, I wouldn't just be thinking about it, sitting around and wondering when's the next audition coming, or am I going to get the role? You can't do that. You have to do the job, which is the audition, and then let it go and have a plan to move on to the next project, and you can create that next project. One of my good friends and an amazing acting coach, Billy Huffsey, would always say, I'm sure he still does say this today, he would say, getting the audition is the job, you know, your job. Booking the role is the reward. Something along those lines. I'm paraphrasing that. But what he meant was that it's our job to do the best we can do in an audition. And then the reward of doing our job is getting the gig and actually doing the role, right, on the set. So it's just something that I just wanted to share with all of you. I would appreciate it if you sent this podcast to any of your actor friends, actor, actress friends, who might be struggling with rejection and the feelings that come with that, and like how to overcome it. It's a very important thing to understand that this is part of the process. And as you move along, rejection actually makes you stronger, and it helps you to get to a point, no matter what you're doing, whether it's another job interview or, you know, or like dating, those are the things I compare it to most often. It prepares you to simply be yourself, do the best you can do, and then let it go, and continuously plan for the next opportunity. Just, I'll wrap things up as an example. After my job interview for this writing gig I was telling you all about, rather than, it's a gig with that involves weather. I've always been interested in weather and meteorology, and my plan was, regardless of whether I get this job or not, I went ahead and signed up for some college level courses online with meteorology regardless. So, and I was accepted, meaning that if I get this job, it would be amazing. But if I don't, I have something that I'm going to be working towards for the next project anyway, so that I will increase my chances for another opportunity. And that all comes from my experience as an actor. And, you know, you just have to keep reminding yourself that, you know, 9 times out of 10, you didn't do anything wrong if you don't get a job, you know, or an audition, whatever, you know. Or with dating, you didn't do anything wrong. You know, it might just not be the right match for you at that time. And you can learn from that experience. Maybe there are things you'd choose to do differently in the future, but then you can make a plan and then do those things in the future differently. But don't dwell on the past, because it's over and it's not worth it, because there's too many things to do in life and people to meet and experiences to have that are just right around the corner. So yeah, please send this, if you guys and girls don't mind, to your actor friends, and just remind them and remind yourselves that you are enough, as Carolyn Barry, a mentor, we used to say, and just rock and roll. Thanks for listening, guys and girls. Please follow my YouTube at youtube.com/ Jesse Daly. My Instagram is at jessedaly47, and my Twitter is my name, Jesse Daly. Peace out. Thanks for listening.